fall break for Washoe County schools this week, and about 20 kids are spending that time off at a day camp offered by Urban Roots at their farm in West Reno.
Who can think of a couple of rules that might be nice to follow?
AmeriCorps member Sam Huttmeyer tells the kids about where they can and can't explore on the property, like the beehives, the hoop house full of veggies, or the empty pig pen.
On that hill, and that brings me to a point where we don't have the pigs anymore. And I just wanted to let you guys know.
Because she ate them.
As the kids begin to ponder the mystery of the missing sows, Huttmeyer uses it as a teachable moment.
They got harvested, that's right.
What does that mean?
Harvest means they got ate.
Well, some farmers harvest plants, and some farmers harvest
pigs.
Honey.
Ooh.
From the bees, and
they
some
harvest pigs.
Farmers harvest animals.
It's this type of real-world learning that Urban Roots Executive Director Jeff Bryant says needs to happen more often.
The knowledge of where your food comes from is very limited, unfortunately, and it's not just something in Reno. This is nationwide in most of the Western world. Your carrots come packaged in plastic, and they're all round. You know, the concept of a potato is what a French fry is. They don't understand, like, oh, well, that's where the French fry comes from.
That's why, in addition to day camps, Bryant's nonprofit works with schools throughout the area to install gardens and provide curriculum on sustainable agriculture. It's also why Urban Roots is partnering with Renown Health to transform a one-acre gravel lot near the hospital into its second urban teaching farm, which they hope will make healthy eating and gardening more accessible to city residents.
What this really helps us do is expand our reach in the community. And it's going to allow us to bring in another set of curriculum where we can start trying to work with older kids, hopefully.
Though it's not much to look at now, the vacant property will eventually have fruit trees, a pollinator garden, and several greenhouses to extend the growing season.
There are some current urban gardens taking place, like at Libby Booth Elementary School, but this is taken to a whole different scale.
That's City Councilman Oscar Delgado, who leads community outreach at Renown. He says the garden will be much more centrally located for families and kids who live in food deserts and who may lack access to transportation.
By us setting up shop actually right in the midst of an industrial area and kind of showing the community that this can take place really anywhere is a great opportunity, especially to reach out to kids and families in the 89502 zip codes.
Ideas are still being hammered out for where the food will go. They first have to figure out how much they can grow there. Bryant's preference is to have some go toward prenatal care in the form of a community-supported agriculture program, also called CSAs.
You know, if a young mom finds out she's pregnant, and, you know, the first thing the doctor writes is a prescription for a CSA over the next 12 months. You know, just take your ticket down to Renown's teaching farm and pick up your basket every week for the next 12 months. I think that'd be pretty special.
Renown has invested about $160,000 in the project and will pay another $120,000 to Urban Roots to keep the farm running for the next 3 years. They hope to have it up and running and filled with kids by the end of this year.
Have fun.
Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.